Hello and welcome to Bunkum. It's me, your internet favorite, Dan Grubb. Today's the penultimate episode of The Redressers, episode 9 out of 10. I got an ending. It's a good ending. I'm excited. And today, if you remember last time, they ended up in hell. So that reminded me of a piece from my second book called Pity the Slug. It's on all those Kindle, Nook, iBooks type places to get an ebook. And you should go read it because it is a lot better than my first book, which is called Senator Bigfoot and Pals. So yeah, go buy that. Give me all the money. And thank you in advance. Anyway, so because we're in hell, I'm inserting one of the pieces from that second book, Pity the Slug, that I think is very funny and fun. That takes place in hell. It's called One Day in Hell. But before we get to that, real quick, this episode of Bunkum is brought to you by Johnson's Black Market Meat Pies. Each Johnson's Black Market Meat Pie is locally sourced from alleys and landfills in a 5-mile radius from the downtown area. Every bite is guaranteed to contain 100% real meat, often from mammals. Johnson's special de-ossifying process breaks down the bones of the carcass so the chunks can be removed and the flaky remnants can be ground into a crunchy powder for that rich texture that shows it's made by hand. Then they add the herbs and spices, kind of a lot of them actually, to make sure that you don't get any of that gamey, moldy taste that other brands struggle to cover up. Then, each meat pie is lovingly heated on the tailpipe of a nearby idling truck. And remember, Johnson's Black Market Meat Pies are a mobile enterprise and can be forced to change locations quite suddenly. So be sure to check their social media accounts to see where they've set up shop right now. Johnson's Black Market Meat Pies. Taste the difference. It's Bunkum! One Day in Hell, Part 1. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Q2 team meeting. Lucifer is going to come up here in a few minutes with the quarterly report, but first, got a few notes to go over. And stick around for the big presentation, because we're awarding a prize to the colleague with the most souls under contract. All right. let's settle down. Settle down now. All right. First, where are my false witness crew? Hey, guys. I've got some clarification for you. They've determined that, yes, eyewitness testimony is usually inaccurate, but because it's an honest mistake, it does not count. We're finalizing the draft of the apology letter. These will be distributed very soon. Any questions on that? Yes, Irmazel. On average, they'll get about 2.5 million years off their sentence. Speaking of divine clarification, on behalf of myself and the entire board of tormentors, I'd like to apologize for the influx of souls who worked on the Sabbath over the past couple of millennia. We're working on getting the word out that the Sabbath is in fact Wednesday, but since that is already regarded as hump day, there's been some difficulty. Plus, let's face it, people have been less prone to listen to prophets after the whole mix-up about circumcision. And yes, we are very close to wrapping up that issue with the supposed 72 virgins loophole regarding murder. That was a sting operation from on high to try and root out some pedophiles. There was a joint session behind the forces of light and darkness. We all agree that it was a severe miscalculation. We'll be working together to correct this in a partnership unseen since before the Great Fall. Very exciting stuff. And finally, there's a big push to ramp up punishment for some old school sins, classic sins. With homosexuality and fornication practically benign these days, we're looking at a big drop in Future Soul collection. But don't worry, we've still got our greatest hits. Murder, Theft, and Worshipping False Idols. Those three will never go out of style. And I think if we all work together and use those noodles, then we can recoup those losses with some of these lesser used sins. Tattoos are more popular now than ever. Let's tap that market. What about men shaving their beards? Let's tighten up on that. Be creative. Use your imagination. And study up on your Leviticus and Deuteronomy. You'll be meeting with Shabbalah this week to review those two books. All right, we're going to bring out Lucifer in just a minute. But first, are you ready to laugh? This can't be hell because I can't hear you. I said, are you ready to laugh? Then bring out the sinners and get those plastic sheets ready, because it's time for Pandemonium's favorite splat-tacular comedian, the Eviscerator of Evil, the Hammer of Hedonism, the Malicious Masher of Mankind's Moral Misfires, Galgaron! One Day in Hell, Part 2. Thanks for holding. You've reached the Disputes Department. My name is Asbeneth. How may I help you today? Yes, I can assist you with your claim. For verification purposes, may I have your name and the number marked on your forehead? Thanks. Okay, how can I help you today? Okay, ma'am. It sounds like you've been judged unclean and have gone into collections. Tell me, are you a priest? Good. Then we can skip those chapters. Any history of leprosy or plague? Good. Now, this action is usually taken due to either food or genitals. Let's start with food. Tell me, have you ever eaten any of the following, beginning with water creatures? Shellfish? That includes anything that has an exoskeleton or a shell. Yes, I'm afraid shrimp do count. That's okay. It's not too terrible. You're just stuck with their carcasses and abomination. All right, moving on to birds. Eagle, vulture, raven, owl, hawk, little owl. Yes, they are different. Okay. Great owl? I know, it's an odd distinction, but it's an important one. Don't ask. A swan, pelican, gyre eagle. Yes, it does fall under eagle, but we try to double-check on the gyre eagle restriction. It's more commonly known as the Egyptian vulture. Does that ring a bell? Right, it is distinguished from other vultures. No, I don't know why. That's above my pay grade. all right, anyway. Stork? Heron? Bats? Yeah. Yes, I'm aware, ma'am, that bats are not birds. You're not the first person to point that out to me. All right, let's move on to bugs. Have you eaten any bugs besides locusts or beetles or grasshoppers? Good. No, we don't care that you don't eat any bugs. I understand. Well, things were different back then, I suppose. Let's try to get back on track. All right, last category is land animals. Have you eaten any weasel, mouse, tortoise, ferret, chameleon, lizard, snail, mole, camel, coney, hare, pig? That was yes to pig? Okay. How many times? Can you make an estimate? I see. Well, it may not count. Tell me, when you finished cooking the bacon, did you destroy the stove? Right, every time. I see. Oh dear. Let me just make a note of that on your history. One moment, please. Okay. Let's talk about your genitals. I'm assuming you had a normal, healthy menstruation cycle throughout your teenage and adult life until menopause? Excellent. Now, when you had your monthly cycle, did you remove yourself from society for 7 days? Yes, ma'am. I bet it would have been nice. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Very few women do that anymore. I'm assuming you showered? Okay, good. And you took the 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons to your priest for sacrifice, right? Oh, dear. Okay, let me make a note of that, too. All right. And finally, did you have any children? A daughter. Okay. Did you continue in the blood for 66 days after she was born? It's for purification purposes. Yes, ma'am. I'm sure they were as clean and sterile as possible at the hospital, but this is a divine uncleanliness, you see. 66 days, that's right. No, it's only 33 for boys. Yes, ma'am, I understand, but there's nothing we can do about that right now. So that's a no for continuing in the blood for 66 days? Okay. And I'm guessing you didn't sacrifice a lamb and either a young pigeon or a turtle dove? I see. All right, well, I may be able to help you. Can you sacrifice a lamb and a young pigeon today? How about a lamb and a turtle dove? Okay. What if we put you on a sacrifice plan? You could sacrifice half a lamb today, half a lamb next month, and then either a young pigeon or a turtle dove the month after that. Is that something you would be able to do? Yes, ma'am. I'm afraid they're pretty strict about young pigeons or turtle doves. No, ma'am. I don't know why. No, I shouldn't do that. Asking questions like that is why they sent me down here in the first place. Uh-huh. Okay, well, now these are pretty typical sins, so your dispute might still go through. Would you like to stay on the line, or would you like to have the results sent to you via burning bush? Okay, hold please. Ma'am, your dispute has been processed, and I'm afraid it's not good news. It seems you had also sowed different kinds of seeds in a field and wore mixed cloth of wool and linen, so you'll need to report to hell immediately. Uh-huh. Yeah, one of our trained specialists will be there momentarily to escort you to the nearest hellmouth. Ma'am, please control yourself, ma'am. This was all covered in the terms and conditions. Yes. Ma'am, I understand this is not the ideal outcome, but it's not all bad. Well, actually, I guess it is. And now, the redressers. When we left our heroes, they had just re-entered the field of outlaw vigilanteism when they were murdered by the Sand Witch and woke up in hell. Oh, dear. The Redressers, Episode 9. Mia, Dwayne, Catherine, Carl, and Frankenstein looked from the 3-story demon in a tuxedo to their infernal surroundings. Catherine shook her head.
Huh, I did not expect this.
The demon twirled his walking stick and let it rest on his shoulder.
I suppose I ought to get the tour out of the way so we could begin your eternal torment. My name is Scranninflon, and I'll be your attendant while you're here. Anything you need, just wail and gnash those pearly little whites. You're all here because you did lots of nasty things up there, like breaking out of jail and eating shellfish. Ooh, he hates that. It's a texture thing. They're so chewy. Anywho, up there is a limitless void separating us from the mortal plane, and everywhere around you is a burning lake of fire. Any questions?
So, is there, like, sex stuff here? Carl asked. A lot of pervoids? Where do you keep them?
In the boiling lake of fire, like everyone else,
Scran and Flan said.
We used to specialize the punishments to match the crimes. You know, starving the gluttons while showing them food just out of reach, or beating the greedy with bags of gold. But we've had such an influx of sinners over the last 5,000 years, and their sins are so varied and intermingled, that we had to just simplify everything. I tell you, some days I don't know why I show up at all. Long story short, if you're looking for perverts, you'll have to ask around while the flesh melts off your bones.
Well, it's an icebreaker anyway. Thanks.
That's the spirit, Scran and Flan said. Now, before we get started, there's a technicality to take care of. We give all newcomers the option of either serving as minions of hell or being tortured for eternity with a chance of parole in a few million years, give or take based on your case. It's a very difficult decision, and—
We'll do it, Dwayne said.
Are you sure? Everyone else has chosen to torture and hope for eventual redemption rather than doing evil.
Nah. No, thank you. We'll do it.
Does that go for all of you?
The redresser shrugged and nodded.
Wonderful! I'll get the paperwork started. Hey, Adolf! We're going to need a few badges over here!
Before long, they were outfitted with black leather outfits of varying degrees of coverage and were reading the user manuals about their new satanic powers. Mia was now a cyborg with a robot arm, a laser eye, and a spiky red metal mohawk. She also had the ability to interface with any technology and take it over. Dwayne had grown into a gravelly-voiced muscle man with throbbing veins, a face tattoo, enormous guns, and lots of pouches. An inordinate amount of pouches. Catherine had the power to transmute materials from one substance to another. Her new uniform showed even more cleavage than her old one, but she didn't mind anymore since she was working for the devil. Carl had the cosmic power to transport people anywhere and create special survive-in-space bubbles if necessary. Finally, Frankenstein can now shoot beams that could kill and other beams that could bring stuff back to life. It was pretty impressive, honestly.
What do we do with this incredible power? Asked Catherine. You'll be working with the Terrestrial Reclamation Team, Scran and Flan said. The main focus is spreading as much evil over the Earth as possible in order to drive more souls down here. We made some great strides in the 20th century, but these darn millennials just aren't taking the bait like their parents did. Do you know how many 20-somethings killed someone because of their race or religion last year? 2 million! When you say it out loud, it sounds like a lot, but it used to be much higher. So you need to go stir up the hornet's nest. Spread fear. Destroy some buildings. Blame it on some kind of group. Have fun with it. And don't worry about the morality. You're already in hell. Okay, Genghis, let her rip.
Genghis waved a glowing sword, and the redressers disappeared.
Boy, I thought they'd never shut up.
The redressers appeared in the alley where the Sand Witch had killed them. Their bodies were still there. Frankenstein tried out his new abilities by reanimating the arm of Dwayne's body and making it wiggle around.
Yoo-hoo, Dwayne, he said.
Everyone had a good laugh, except Dwayne. He growled,
Cut it out,
and shot Frankenstein's legs off. Frankenstein made the arm flip Dwayne the bird, and then de-reanimated it before making his legs grow back. Well, Mia said, what do you guys want to do? Carl said, I guess if we're supposed to spread fear and violence, I've got a pretty good idea. He waved his arm and a vertical disc of blue light appeared. Step in. This'll be fun. Meanwhile, remember the monkey who ran away a few segments ago? She was hanging out on a fire escape, eating a cantaloupe she found in the trash, when a chubby old man approached on the ground below. She shrieked and jumped up. Hey there! Don't be startled. I'm a friend. The monkey squatted low. and slowly raised her head to look at the potential threat. "Here, this'll help us get to know each other." The old man wiggled his fingers in the air, and the monkey suddenly felt like her brain was exploding, but without any pain, just expansion. She gasped, and then made a few vocalizations.
Ma. Oh, wow, I can talk. She clasped her hands over her mouth. This is amazing. What did you do? Who are you?
No biggie. I'm Buddha. Nice to meet you.
Wow, like the Buddha? You're a big deal.
Oh, I do okay, I guess. I try not to let it go to my head.
Oh, right. That's kind of your thing, isn't it? Wait. How do I know that?
You're wise, little monkey. I just made you a little wiser. Speaking of, along with speech, I went ahead and gave you Sun Wukong's other powers. Crazy strength, somersaulting halfway around the world, changing shape and size, all that. I threw a couple extra ones in as a surprise. I figured you could use them.
Use them? What for?
Well, you know those people you used to hang around with, the redressers?
Yeah.
Old Scratch is giving them superpowers. He wants to wreak havoc, drown the world in blood, yada yada yada.
Oh, that's not great.
Right? Well, since you knew him, seems like you'd be a good one to stop him.
Yikes! That's pretty heavy stuff, sir.
I know. But the finale's coming up, so we gotta make sure things are set up for the big battle.
Okay, I'll do my best. But isn't fighting kind of antithetical to your teachings?
You'll find a way. You're a pretty clever monkey. By the way, you should think up a name. The monkey is kind of impersonal. She thought about it for a second.
How about Donut?
Donut! What an excellent name! Something that brings you immense childlike joy. Very good, Donut.
So what should I do now?
I'm sure your former colleagues will make themselves known before too long. Then just go wherever they are and do something about it. You good?
I think so. Hey, there aren't any sexual politics underlying a female monkey getting powers from a semi-divine male, are there?
Probably. But I think you saving the world from weaponized masculinity will make up for it.
Okay, good.
Come back when you're done. We'll grab some churros and empathize with whatever's around.
Sounds like fun. Thanks.
It was about that time that the redressers blew up the Statue of Liberty. News crews in New York started broadcasting live footage immediately, and Donut saw the images on a TV in a sports bar she was passing by in Big City. She planted her feet for a somersault and took a deep breath.
Time to fling some righteous poo! ¶¶